Mishnah brings down Paris Talacha of Brenna Fascius. That most things make a profit. Paris Elon Khushkai's mean and Paris Damirakis. You make a Brenna Fascius rabbis. And if you need a lot of medium, you make one bracha. So in terms of the etzem translation of Brenna Fascius rabbis Khusainam, so Tais says that Brenna Fascius rabbis Khusainam Akashwacho created Nefascius rabbis and Chesoinam, all things which they need. It's more like the extra things. Akash Baruch Hu created things which are necessary. Then all the extra things also Akash Baruch Hu created, like giving Shvach. Kavchaim is on the Rizal that a lot of times a person comes back to this world as a Gogol. And sometimes the Gogol can come back as a fruit or something, come back as a food. And through making the Bracha, so you're the Gogol and bringing it to its tafkid. So, Bird of His Rabbis, because Rabbi created a lot of fascists, Vichaswainan. Also, this is like they come back as a Gogol with the Chisarin. And then we're saying a Shmach, Hakomashabrosa, Hachis Baham, like a Shbrachu, made an oifen that you could have Mamshav to Chisam Mason through the Bracha. And, but the Kapkheim is anything. And giving a shvach on, and he says that's the translation of the bracha. Okay, it's not the classical translation. Fine. Now, in terms of whether it's a chesimanat, excuse me, whether Yishami make a chesimanat, whether there is a chesimanat, chesimanat, we do like a pshar, we do without a chesimanat. It's interesting pshar. Like, you know, once you know, you have to do a chesimanat, there's no chesimanat. So we do a bracha without a chesimanat. We make this pshar. Yesh mishma yabrucha, yesh mishma yabrucha, and tev shach, tev b'lay shem. And therefore, we do it. The going next door with a shame, like the Shami, but it's not going to the minigah elam. So bring down that, and when the answer main, because that's not going to one shita. The bracha, I mean, it's really before the baruch. Other shita holds like that's what you can do over here. So the Rebbe Zervain brought down from Moshe that Moshe used to answer before the bracha. He's answer main. It's not a bracha. Rucha. He says either way, you should like try to like say very quickly the end, or that the main should be, the main should be tochei deiber. Akabam, and definitely the megalim is not like that. Yeah, the Bir Alokhan Rish Kazvav Dalid. So he brings down that if somebody would if somebody's noig like Ezadeya, the days on Nichalagami, Kagoin. If you Mivarak Brachat Hashem Chelam Ayalam like that's Yishami. Even though Midinian I'm quick to answer a man because Safalakula, there's no Isser. If somebody last week that if you have bracha on one thing and you want to dance about the other thing, so it doesn't work. So only path is one thing. So I was listening to bracha achreina. Classical case. Somebody's having say a coffee and some other shahakal. A coffee you're drinking a long time, and you have to the shirikal. So can I make a point of fashis on the shahakal and continue to drink the coffee? Well, I think that's about the one part. Is it Shaya?
Yeah, what was it, Megir, to the Bracha Rishayna?
Bracha Rishayna, I kept asking, if I that's about the one thing and the other thing, I'll make another Bracha, right? Make a Bracha on apple, and that's about right. The orange. So the Bracha is Mugbo. So Bracha Rishayna, can I say I only want to pater one of the machalam? The case I would want to do with it is I'm gonna continue drinking, and if I finish, so I time finish drinking, it'll be after shikol of the food I had. I had an apple and a coffee, right? So by the time I finish drinking all my coffees and whatever, so we have the shikol. So can I do it? So what's the sort of a chalik? So sort of a chalik is to say that maybe each chalik in brachu shen brachu in a brachu shen it's not chal yet. Didn't have a chiv yet, so I could dance the part to one, not the other one. But brachu shen already. I'm chuyav in this bracha, so the bracha goes in everything. You can't really split it. That's the Mashmaya Supreme Gadam. Rav Palam has a tshuva, and he wants to say, he goes back and forth, and says, so that's fine, and he goes back and forth. Then he comes on and says that there's a klam mitzvah kavana. So if I don't have kavana for to go on this, I can say mitzvah mitzvah, I can say mitzvah bracha. Didn't want to go on the coffee. So mitzvah kavana. So okay, the rabbanon is a suffix, whatever it is, but kavana since short kavana hepach. So therefore, he wants to say that. Because of that, he wants to say, Mamela, that it would be that, what's called again, that we're not, that it doesn't have to patter. The tainam that is Yishachalik, Mitzvah's Kavanah Pshat is, if you don't have Kavanah for a mitzvah, it doesn't turn into a Maisa Mitzvah. But once it is a Maisa Mitzvah, how many things in the Maisa Mitzvah that it patters, that we don't find Shazak. Maisa is often a Prima Gram, but says, Maisa, you cannot do such a thing. And I think we maybe Kiddush. One, we have to do such a thing. Fine, sorry, Shkes. You saw Mishra Reish?
What should you do? You should just make a new shankle?
No, you should. What do you mean?
And then the coffee afterwards. Like.
So it's a problem with the Baruch Shein Tzricha. So the best thing really is to finish your coffee and yeah, take a half hour break and get a little more sleep. You know, yeah, that would be the best thing. Fine. Then, so you saw Reish Chas, Mishra Reish? Or?
I saw it a while ago.
Oh, okay, fine. There's a lot of klalim, and go through the klalim, or just stick more to the. I could do it quickly, I guess. Fine. It says, Chamish Minim, you make a bracha mei and shalash. So, the Sif Bees over here in Sif Dalet. Sif Bees says, Chamish Minim Dagan, which you make it into tafshel. You take granola and make it into tafshel, for example. Or not granola. You make something and make it into tafshel. You cook it and make it into tafshel. So then. It comes zaynus. But if you didn't put a tafshel, you just like it turns into zaynus. Now a whole bunch of klalim over here in terms of how you do these things. I guess the main opinions would be, I guess, by soups and by maybe even challah and in terms of the different situations. You put in the let's say barley hull. So we'll go that case. Put in a hole, you need to go. In one case, put in a hole, in case you have the klipa. Let's put in a hole. You need to take off the klipa. So, Mishmur brings down that if you like cook it and it totally falls apart, and smachli de bishel, you know, you put in the gedei or shalom.
Smachli means falls apart?
Yes. Soft, like falls apart, and falls apart by through the bishel. So then it becomes, even if you put in shalom legamri, you can make mezainis. Because it's and zaynus. Let's say it's a little bit that doesn't look gamri like sashatin and sukatin ches. Says in sachem mixas leshugin shleimim. See the lashon in sachem is leshugin shleim. That's why I think it's fall apart. Yiches says it's machem mixas and it's not shleimim. He suffered with davar. Everything makes zaynus. Chamish be agra. Shleim shleim blein smachu. And it's more neuta to say that it makes him a zainus, but it's not 100% bar. If it stays shalim, then anachnami, then it would be hadama. So you have three categories: stay shalim, be hadama. Smachal legami is a zainus. Smachal mixas is an itiyah of the Mishnah Berurah to say that it's going to be a zainus, but it's not bar. And Moshe Aleph Samaches discusses you put a hole and it comes attached to the bishul. Come to each other, he would say, oh, that also would be mizainus, but that's just a given case. Fine. The next case is if you took off the klipa.
Same, but what's the mitzvah nowadays? You cook shalim for 24 hours. It's not shalim, the barley is not shalim anymore. It's very soft, but it's shalim. It's bigger, if anything.
So we'll get to chill in a second. So the one case we didn't take off the klipa. The next case is where you let's say it's just a klipa. So Mishmur Sifkat and Tezvav. Let's say you have a klipa. So Yeshem Brachas Mizainis can smashal. It's my sekdeira. Yeshemim. Mishmur says if it's just shalim and it doesn't come to smachel and it doesn't fall apart, it just has a klipa. Sorry, it just has a klipa. So over there, it he says over there, it's you should only need to turn a suda. I also comes involved because stop by the bishul, then it's by mizainis. If it comes attached to the bishul, then it comes mizainis. It brings that. So we just host a klipa and a stay shalim. So then he says that's a machlekes, and he's only doing suda. If it gets the stabik, if it comes like one begush, then it'll turn into mizainis. So chalad is a stabik, I did bishul, and therefore it's going to be mizainis.
What does mizainis mean?
Sticks together to other things. It comes like a tafshal. We're trying to get a tafshal over here.
Sometimes it's pro barley, no? Isn't that?
And if I what?
I thought
that Shatzin test, Marshall. Kashta Mikra is a Klikubad. This is Klikubad.
Where's
Ruth? Shatzin test. Most Mikra the Mashma, the Mitzadah of the Dino, it's a Klikubad, not the cloud, doesn't stick at all. It's a Suffolk, Mazanus, or Barparadama. It's just also Klikubad, some of it's over there. And Nivik Sass, even Nivik Sass alone, the only big Nivik, your Nivik Sass is going to be
Mazanus. Our Bali isn't Sarah Klipa?
I think it's Hosra Klipa and it's also Nidvak. Yeah, both miles. I mean, Hosra Klipa would be maybe Machlekes, but over here it's also Nidvak, and even Nidvak Tzatz would be enough.
So Nidvak, like the water is enough? Meaning the barley, it's not like that there's a magnetic pole between the barley pieces, just that they cooked.
And if what?
No, I'm just trying to get an idea of what it means, Nidvak. I was very nice.
Nidvak means that it comes like a tapshal. Tapshal is things like the... The food sticks to each other. So the barley stuck to the potatoes and stuck to the other barley. That makes it a nice tafshal. So shalom, but that cause is going to be my nice tafshal. So the main case would be, shall we? Let's see, I have a mushroom barley soup. So over there, there's nothing in the back. It's not a stavik. What?
No, I'm just a canal. Many mushroom barley soups are legara from shalom. Meaning, if the gather of nidvak is not that they have to mamish be glued together the barley pieces, just that now you see it as a different thing. You see it as.
I see it happen again. It's attached. They come like attached. So much barley soup, the barley is just floating around. They're not attached to anything. It's just floating in the soup, right?
Okay.
So that, the Chur, we tell him, Mishabur Tezvav, he says that there's a third category. If you took off the klipa and part of the actual barley.
Right.
There's three cases. Shalim, which is spoken in Smaik, not in Smaik. We have Hussar Klipa. Now you have Hussar Klipa with part of the barley. There he says, Anuig in the Varech Rabbi Chuzain is Enlech Hizbiyadan. He says, Enlech Hizbiyadan. And he says, you'll make a machar. Moshin al samachez, very shtaki, make a mazainis in that case. By Hosra Klipa. So, with a little bit. Given pearl grufin, pearl barley, that's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. And for the minigailum is make a mazainis in mushroom barley soup, because Hosra Klipa with a little bit of the thing.
Playing the same, so then it's a different barley used for mushroom barley soup than for John?
Huh?
So then you would have that kind of...
Yeah, yeah, you have Ein Luchos Mishabur with Ramesha and then Shalant, yeah, whatever. Okay, if you didn't get that, fine.
No, the rest of the Simon I rather did get. These Gedarim, there's Nismaich, Kasush, Chaluk, Shaluk.
Right.
Four different terminologies that I used that I didn't have Klar B'chlal. I thought that was the hardest part of those Simon.
Yeah, that's... The shulkin just means you split it. That's what Mishabur says. Shulkin split is all they want to know about.
Kasa, shalok,
chalok, yeah,
and
those.
Nismaich. So Nismaich, I was just bothered because the mashmois is, like you have said, that it's not shalim. But when you cook it, it gets larger. So, like, if you make a shalim, the pieces of barley...
Well, when you see us that it falls apart through the vishal. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. Fine. So Sif Gimel discusses about if you have mezainis, you put kemach into the seirah if you do for a chayla. If it's in order to ledavik, then you don't make a mezainis. If it's the time, then you make a mezainis. So you have this food over here. We're not sure what it's for. Taisus not sure what to do. If you're only doing this food, why aren't we sure what to do? So he says because kashla the shire is it ledavik or is it to eat? So therefore you do it. You should only eat it during the food. So just some examples. Of cases where one does a ledavik and alechal would be like gefilte fish, you know, gefilte fish has flour in it. Okay,
yeah.
So that the reason I make it saying because it's just ledavik. Meatballs, calls like that. Licorice is a fight, but they say licorice picker on it's ledavik, and therefore you would not make a bracha. So if it's the other time, but you make a bracha like those kabukim, you know, some of those nuts with those little a crunch around it, the mezainis stuff of that, that was still a time about the one would make a mezainis. What the when the big fights was mushin schnitzel, right? So schnitzel misadachad the flavoring is there time. So part of those who say kol sheyesh bo make a mezainis. They say Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Chaim make a schnitzel. Says what schnitzel? So Rabbi Yashiv came out Tuesday night supper every week. You know? So they say now schnitzel is interesting. Every single gadol and every single sefer has medrash shana, medrash shnei, medrash shlishis. Yeah, no, maybe so. Like, you know, Rabbi Yashiv had 14 different stiras and whatever. You know, we held, we didn't help. Why? Because it's not so much in the rishonim. It's not so much. It just basically says kol sheyesh bo. If it's the time, you make a bracha. If it's a davik or a reyach or a tzava, you don't make a bracha. But the time is different. You make a bracha. So yeah, mitzadachad is there for the time, right? The coding.
For sure, it's the time.
The time. Okay, you have this sort of hachshel time or whatever. But the chared kol sheyesh bo is not exactly a kosev. The pshat is kol sheyesh bo is pshat. When you have a mezainis, it's such a chashel of food, it's overpowering. Therefore, it gets a chashivas to it. So the shadow is going to be is when something's kokuli job is to serve the other thing. It's a piece of schnitz chicken with you put some crumbs to give it a taste to it. It's a tzipoy. Someone who's a tzipoy, does that have that maisa satam is koshi yispoy? Rav says, no, it's not exactly a cause. Just like we say, if it's there, like davik, it doesn't have cheshivas. Or lereyach doesn't have cheshivas. We're trying to figure out what's the ikshim machos. Even there's a taste when there's something just a tzipoy, it's just a covering of something. So it would not have that cheshivas and you not say koshi yishmoy. Now we do find a precedent. I think that's here also, maybe add in Reshe, that sometimes you can have, let's say, you have your mad griefing in the soup. You know, here also means that you have a little bit of barley in the soup, it's only a mashu. So he says over there that one thing's not, it's not going to make the whole soup into sinus because of that. It's not going to be tough to that. But you find, you know, you can see it's even there when you're eating it. Well, here also he says it, ain't a grief from potato like Gabby Mayim. I mean, he dug like Butley. But after got mainly about the gabayo because the kishtiv lechila. So like, oh, that's basically the shadish. Do you say that it's the other time because zaynus, or do you say the shadish that being that working your tuffle over here, you can't make the tuffle into dicker. And some which is a tzipur or something, a covering of something, and it's so much like cookies and cream ice cream. So those little cookies and ice cream. So you know it's a similar type of shayla. So definitely the minig olam is to make a shakal on it. Going with the svar shev levi and many other gedolim went with this. Svara that tzipoy doesn't have a cheshivas to it, and it can't be the ikar. You can't make a tavon the ikar, and therefore you make a shahakal.
It's more like croutons in a soup. So
that's a little bit different because it's what? Why two brachas, or why what?
No, I'm saying like we're not going to say it's the ikar, and you shouldn't make a shahakal, but you just make two brachas.
So it depends. So Mr. Rubin says when the croutons in the soup, if there are a lot of croutons, it could be ikar. Is there? And there's a difference between something which is a tzipoy as a covering or something which is in, which is like, it's not, you know, it's not as of like a...
From the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, I didn't hear the Shaila of the Chalal.
That for sure should be Mezainis.
Zecher.
Yeah, but later. Everyone's agreed. Let's say you have one piece of cookie and you have a mashu of whatever, right? That was the case of the cheesecake. You have a cheesecake this big. Yeah, like a little thin layer of mezainis on the bottom. It's the same type of svar. You can say, like, the ikar is a mezainis. It's not exactly a kosev. It's a svar. Because I'm a chriyab. Shad is that there's a chashivas to the brach, chashivas to the maichal, and we'll give it the ikar chashivas. So the need that everyone's dealing with, right? There are many rice in this shayla. Anybody who says brewer's pasha like that is.
You're from the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Lusar aleiv lecho lahachshar lahatim.
Right.
So the Rav saying that it's not exactly a kosev, and really.
How about he doesn't mean, but he doesn't mean in the case of the Miri like that. Miri says, Lashon HaMikra Tavos, it's Nikra Hashem Zeh. So you could call the covering Nikra Hashem Zeh. So there are three opinions out there, guys. So there's the Mezainis rule, you know, people say it's Mezainis. There's a Mechalik in a thick layer or a thin layer. Very thin layer, maybe be Shahakal, thick layer, Mezainis. And then there's. The Megal definitely is in the Shahakal camp saying that you can't make the Tavos into Iker. And then for that's why that'll make a shackle on schnitzel.
What does the Rav do?
Like a shackle. That's not mistaver. That's something which is like, that's just turned into the ikar. It's not like some of them, maybe corn schnitzel is different because now it's chashiv, the corn. If you're dealing with a schnitzel, then the shackle's chashiv. It's all the same as far. Like Shay Levy saying, just say, fine. So if Dalit is vein again, also if you have Duggan or if you have these klayus, which you are shalim, you make adama, and afterwards by nefashis. But Taisa says, he's not sure about the bracha achreina, because maybe the bracha achreina should be al adama. What's this bracha al adama? Well, Taisa made up a little bit. I'm not sure why he's such a suffix. And we're going to find the nesra bracha. He says, make sure al adama, we're going to find the nesra bracha. Therefore, nachin, you should only need to take a suda. So this is, if you take a dagan, which is chai, or you made a klayus, you just made it, toasted it, so then you're going to, then you're going to make a adama, and then a nachlin, that only in the suda could get the ishara bracha. So where that's negay is a sugar crisp. They still sell sugar cereal? Puffed wheat sugar crisps now?
Yeah.
Still sell?
Golden crisp?
Golden crisp, yeah. Golden crisp, sorry, okay. It's Christian Akusa. So that is puff wheat. That's what it is, basically. It's I never went through a process. So the rabbis say that basically, nachin shalachal techazuda, because you're going to be involved in a safek brachachoin. The ikardin that's mutter, but nachin is a great thing to do. If you didn't do that, then it'd be by nefashis. Now, regular granola, so obviously there are different types of granola. If it's a regular, there are really three types of
sorbet. Well, the bracha we share in Golden Crisp is pasha.
Adama, yeah. Just puffed, that's what it is. Now, in granola itself, the three types of granola, as I said, bracha being zan, I'm assuming it's more or less updated. There's some type of granola which they just puff it, and it's going to be like the shayla, adama versus with the adama shayla. Then there's a granola which they do some type of cooking process to it. Which says B&D, so there's a brand, it's a company, that's one, it says that's going to be Mazinus. There's a third type which has steam. They steam it. They puff it through steam, not through heat. Because the Chavis says he did it through klayis. So you do it through steam, that's a shayla. The Yashiv all is through steam as a din of Bishal, and Rishon Zaman all that has a din of toasting it, and it'll be this Adama and Al Adama shayla. Now, granola bars, so I guess the first thing you have to know what type of granola is, which are these three, right? The B and D, B and Zainus. Most of the ones in America are steam. Yeah, that's what it says. The American ones are steam.
And then that makes it what?
So according to Riyash, the B and Zainus, according to Rishon Zaman, the Adama. I think the Minigal, I mean, the place can go more Adama. Even, but granola bar is a separate shayla, that the fact that it's a stop and comes along to like a bar, does that make it into now into like a tafshal as that? Or trying to get the tafshal over here. So maybe he did a defect, maybe that didn't make it into the tafshal and that. So Vyashiv was opinion of Zainus, Shemzalman and others, most places can hold that big corona should be Adama. So now this is going to be very traumatic, right? You can have your granola bars probably in the Suda, right? So that's not so, that's so much fun. So though you said that the Shir Bracha Chorin, if you have one under 1.5, then you're okay. Take 4 or 5 minutes. Take the espress. If you have under 1.5, under 4 to 5 minutes, then you're under the Shir Bracha Achreina. So therefore, anyhow, you don't have any issues.
Shir is 25 grams.
27, I'm saying. So they said under 1.5, you're not going to have an issue. Fine. So Fei discusses, if you have Kemach, of Chitin, you make a shakal, and then Bar Nefashis. Ask him Kemach of Chiti, whether, what's the lach is. And like you mentioned, it's cookie dough is a shayla, right? Or Rachim, my cookie dough. You know cookie dough is?
What, raw
Raw dough, yeah. So it's very common. You guys don't need it?
Personally, no.
Okay, it's very good. So, no. tons of it in my freezer, I know. Because like a better than cookies. So shalom brach, you make on it. So there's really shalis in the Gemara's river. It's like not normal way of eating it. So maybe nowadays, shtana, so going on the psych is still a shackle. Didn't get to its take your tafkin and the mice you make a shakal. It's too warm or stiff.
Meaning the regular dough before it's cooked.
Yeah, so what we do is they take dough, they put sugar in and all the ingredients, and just freeze it, saying without baking it. Very common.
Oh, and it's eaten like that.
It's eaten like that, it's a very common thing.
Okay.
Fine. So as I discussed with Kemach Mishdagam, and you make it, you put in water. Farina, basically. So it's very, very thick, you make mazainis. If it's very, very like rach, which you could drink it, then you make a shakal. So usually farina is not so, right? Usually it's not so...
It's usually liquid, you know?
That you can always drink it?
Oh, drink it, no.
Yes, yeah, so usually mazainis. And the mirror they have used in the olden days, they don't have farina anymore, I don't think. Do they? I don't eat that anymore. But they used to have, like, very, very liquidy, like, extremely liquidy, like, Zayin's part of my potter b'shishim. So those are sabrachi used to learn yeshiva back in the day. So every once in a while I asked him about it. He told me he brought to Aviashim. Has become every time to set his Zayin's part. Why? Like it has to be like mamish, like whatever, in order for it to be, in order for it to lose his bracha. Like to win, start on Ayres. So Ayres is a need in terms of the Mar makes a shower war bracha back on Ayres. There's Ayres and Deichen, the Mar makes that at the end that. Basically, there's a shower what Ayres is. Is our rice Ayres or our rice is Deichen? 100% clear. If rice is rice, make mezainis. If rice is not rice, if it's deichen, then lavdaf can make mezainis. And the batsim comes out like the three brachas you can make in rice. It could be adama, it could be mezainis, or it could be shahakal, depending on the, exactly what it is. And Shiva is a shuvah, and he writes that, you know, to parse into the ram, make three brachas, that type of psach is batsim. Kakula yisami tikunai, anyone who has any shaykhas to halacha knows that you can't do such a thing. And, you know,
vadis. Do what?
So, if like Tabi would make three brachas or a patret or whatever, kikuli or semitakunai, and about the, you know, it's not like a great thing to do. And, you know, where's the achal atzmi? Achal atzmi, Ramosha used to the patret, saying Ramosha used to patret rice. And, but like when the ikar din is, we go that the rice is mezain. So, I go more into next week, we might as well the liquidus of it. No, stop here.